chashivas of Ksav Ashuris, which is not necessarily a Hilchos Shabbos Kosev, but I thought since we're doing the Malach of Kosev, and there was a discussion of, the different Ksavim, maybe there's no Doraisa in different types of Ksav, so I wanted to show you this halacha. It's an interesting halacha. So the Gemara says like this in Sanhedrin Chafala for the base. Amma mar zutra vitema mar ufa bitchila nidna Torah l'Yisrael b'ksav ivri v'loshan ha-kodesh. When the Torah was originally given, it was ksav ivri and loshan ha-kodesh. So chazra v'nidna lehem b'me'ezra b'ksav ashuris v'loshan ha-rami. And then Be'er Lehem Yisrael, then Klal Yisrael chose that the Ksav should be Ashuris and the Lashon should be Lashon HaKodesh. V'nichu lehadyotus Ksav Ivris Lashon Arami. So it comes out now Ksav Ashuris is the Ksav that we have, let's say for Torah. That's the Ksav Ashuris. Ksav Ivri is some type of script of sorts. Oh, so it seems the simple pshat in this Gemara is that the Ksav Ashuris was a later thing. So the Radvaz has a tshuva here where he says the following on page 2. Sha'alta Allah the Hadam Rina Masech HaShabbos Mem Nesamach Shebeluchos B'nei Sayu Omdim. That Mem Samach, right? So the samach is a circle. So then, if you carve it out, it should fall out. So it's b'neis that it stayed. Same thing with the mem. But, so yes, Valdik Akasha. But it says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin that Lat b'tchila nitna Torah l'Yisrael b'ksav ivri. So it was b'ksav ivri. So it wasn't necessarily
a circle.
Right. So that's his kasha. So after his whole discussion here, he writes on with the arrow on page 3. He says, "Sof dover ain daiti mekabel v'soivel sheyesh shum tano amora sover shezeh haksav ha'ashuri nischadish l'gami b'me'ezra." He says he doesn't think it's true that there was no such thing as ksav ha'ashuri till Ezra came along. Eloat al kachim hatzosim shel devarim ki aseres hadibros haksuvim al aluchos. That the Aseres HaDibros on the Luchos, that was Ksav Ashuris. And that's the Pshat, Mem Samach Shabaluchos. B'neis Hayu Omdim. B'zeh Ksav Lo Hayu Makirim Bo Ela Malachi Hasharis. He says it wasn't for the people didn't know about it. It was on the Luchos and the Malachi Hasharis. B'zman Shekibo Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Vashalom as Aluchos, so then Moshe learned about it when he got the Luchos. So, in other words, no one knew it, but this is what it was on the Luchos. No one could see it, no one could. Moshe lo hayu yicholim l'stakel. Ve'efshar shemoshe Rabbeinu lo v'asholom mosel yichidei hador. Ben Aaron ve'lozer b'tzalol. Tzuras ha'osis v'son tziyon. Rav kedusha saksav lo nosem yoshos l'moshe shekosev yudbei sifrei to sheyichto b'ksav ashuri. So when Moshe Rabbeinu wrote his 12 sifrei Torah, even he at that point didn't write ksav ashuri. He's saying that it did exist before, but it wasn't known to the Hamonam until much later.
Ezra was
The Osius.
Well, what's
Chazra Vinitna? Chazra Vinitna, meaning the this Ksav was Nitna. It says, Chazra Vinitna Lehem Vivei Ezra
B'Ksav.
Oh, you say, what was the, you mean?
Chazra Vinitna, divine revelation of, let's say Ezra Kinesh.
Right. What you mean, what was the Kabbalah Satar Vivei Ezra? What was, But that's his chiddush, that Ksav Ashuri was the original, and then ultimately that became the way we write Sifrei Torah.
Only for the Luchos.
Right.
And the Rabbah is asserting that nobody understood
what was written. The simple pshat in the Gemara seems to be that it came later. Sabashuri started with Ezra. So he doesn't want to accept that. He says, because then how do you explain the Amish of Sabashur Maluchas? Unless you say that there's a machlokes between the Sugis.
Why would Ezra be Mechadish?
Was Ezra Mechadish or HaKadosh Baruch Hu now revealed?
It was, but why change the status quo? Like kids, when they finally learn all the things, they can learn Rashi's.
Right.
What is the point?
Well, obviously this was some sacred, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't think they were ready yet to get that sacred, whatever the Giloy Hashem wanted to be Megala, probably up here some, so there was not the Zman for that Giloy. But this is the Hechza type of Ksav. And that's what we're going to lead up to right now.
In other words, the Rabbah understands that they couldn't understand what was written on Luchos. Is that what we're...
They couldn't even see the Luchos. So, but that was the Halakite of the Luchos had the Ksav Ashuri. So there's a tshuva in the Rambam, on page 6, in the Per Hador. It says, Nishmal min harav ha-goro maran rabbonan Moshe maimin hadayin zatzal. Al Adam Shirokam Bitaliso Pasuk Vayomer. Here he says Pasuk bin Parshas Vayomer. He says Parshas Tzitzis. Because he embroidered on his talus a Pasuk from that Parsha on his talus. Vachicho Godol Ha'ir. And the Godol Ha'ir gave him Musa. Loki Bilimen. So I guess he wants to know that the Rambam should comment on the, was it right for the Musar or was it wrong for the Musar? It says Tshuva Maise Ze Chet Vein Nochem Klal. Why? Ershtin also Mishnei Shtein Ta'omim Me'echot She'im Nichtov Men HaTorah Pesukim Pesukim. You're not supposed to write just Pesukim. You have to write Parshius, the whole Parshi. You can't just write a pasuk, it's not right. Well, Yichtov Sholosh Tevis V'lo Yoser. Oh. I'm going outside to come. We're on page 7. So this is what we're holding in the Tshuvas HaRambam now. Tshuvas HaRambam is talking about somebody who embroidered on his talus a pasuk from Parshas Tzitzis. He did an embroidery of that pasuk on the talus, and somebody gave musar to this fellow. Then they asked the Rambam, was it right for him to give musar? So he says, yeah. It was a chait that he did to have a pasuk embroidered on his talus. Number one, because you're not allowed to just write a pasuk. You either write the whole parsha or you write nothing, or three tables. That's one thing. And then the second thing, on page 9, the arrow on the right side, page 9, Fatam Hashem Hu Nochem V'Chozek Min Harishon. Now I have even a stronger reason. Page 9, left, right arrow. Fatam Hashem, the second reason why it wasn't right for him to have the Pasuk on the Talus, Hu Nochem V'Chozek Min Harishon, Visha Osa Kein Mevi Psuki Torah Lide Zilzul. He's going to bring Psuki Torah Lide Zilzul Kiatzitzis Tashmishi Mitzvah. Mevi Kudusha Hagof. Kach Yochol Lovo Betalas Mitzuyas is Beis Akisei. Right? In other words, you're going to end up bringing a talis to the bathroom, Beis HaTvila, Mishtamish Rob. Okay, so that's the second reason. Somebody embroidered. Yeah, I'll say it when he walks into the, he's going to the bathroom. Okay. Somebody embroidered a pasuk on his talis. Okay? And the Rav of the community gave Musa. And the Rambam says he was right for giving Musa. It wasn't right to do such a thing. And he's listing various reasons why it's not right. So now we're up to the third reason. And that on page 9. So this is the main point I want to talk about. Harav Menachem, page 9. He says it's not right to write Ksav Ashuris if you're not writing a Chveis, a Chumash, a Novi, Kisvei HaKodesh. But just to use Ksav Ashuris, the Ksav of Sefer Torah, for other purposes that are not Halak, so it's not proper. In other words, Ksav Ashuris is the Ksav that we just saw in Tshuvas Radvaz, that there was the Ksav of the Luchos, and if you use it for mundane things, that's Maguna, Magunam Ma'od. So that's another reason. So this Tshuvas HaRambam is brought in Shulchan Aruch. It's brought in the Ramah on page 12. Take a look in the Ramah. Says the Ramah, Yesh Omrim, the Ein Licht of the Ram Shachol, Yichsav Ashuris, Shekosim Bo HaTorah. He says it's not right to use Ksav Ashuris for Dvarm Shalchol. And the source, if you look in the Tziyunim here, it's Rabbeinu Shem Rabbeinu Yerucham, based on the Rambam. Rabbeinu Yerucham just quotes this Tshuvas HaRambam that I just showed you. So, and if you look in the Gil Yom Marshar of Shlomo Eger, on the bottom of page 12, he says, look what he writes. Vim kein lo yofa masha roshmim asokim lufte pischein chanuseim mine schora sheishlam limkor ba'osios merubayim. You know what it reminds me of the old signs, basar kosher. So basar kosher is usually written in that type of ksav. So he says it's not, you know, those old signs that, you know, they write in like Sefer Torah ksav, basar kosher, you know. So he says it's not right because that's mundane. It's dvar shalchol, and you're using ksav ashuris for dvarim shalchol. Yeah, so we have to see what's the story.
What's the kosher of even not eating so cold? Right, I was just thinking it's after
the newspaper,
right?
How many times did you say Buster Kosher? You said Buster
Buster. Buster Buster. And then the Ramah says, and the Aruch HaShulchan says on page 13, he's on the fourth line, he says, "Avol Mashin Nasesh, Matpisim Yatpisu Kol divrei Chol b'tzav ha'shirus v'ein b'yaden limchos v'hurach v'michaper ova. Says, what can we do? The people are mezalzel in this, so, you know, what are we going to do? So yes. Exactly. We're going to see that here in the packet. Exactly. Well, if you want to see, I'll show you. Let me see if I find it right now. So now the question is, let's take a look in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi here on page 14. Take a look, before you look at the Yerushalmi, take a look back on page 11, where the Shulchan Aruch says, Osser lichtov sholosh tevos mipasuk below sirtut imu ksav ashuri. Right? If you write ksav ashuri and you're writing three words, you have to have the underline.
What?
In other words, you have to, you know, like, you either have to take a sharp edge and make lines.
Okay.
That's in the
Torah. Yeah. So it says like this. The Gemara says in Megillah, in the Yerushalmi here, on page 14, he says, "Amanam mashlo kosev l'avoshaya beirav shimi reishisich misar ma'od tiska arisech." So what is that? So what he did basically was he flipped the order of a kosev in order to avoid having to do the sirtut. So these words are out of order. So that's what Tosa says here on page 15 in Gittin. That Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Dafishim's Kavanah, he says, Mir Yerushalmi Perek Basra, the Megillah. The first word on the line is Basra on page 15. In the Tosa's on the right side, first word on the line is Basra. Manashik says, to also the Kavanah, Ma'al Lichtov Tatin, Vas Milim Pesuk, Ma'ishir Abdu Shalch, Reshisha Misa Haya, I'm old, Yashka, he's a Basra Shaloya Kosev Ella, the Shemi Ger Shloman, below the Joshua, Lav became a mapping, Shalok Hosel Kaseda. Because he did it out of order, so this way he won't have to do the Sirtut. Because if it would be three words of a Pasuk, then you would need the Sirtut. So he did it out of order, and he's writing a letter. He's writing a letter, as the Tosis learns. So the Maran Brisk says, Mordechai Brisk, one of the Hungarian Rabbonim, he says like this. So obviously, if we're talking about Sirtut, that means it was Ksav Ashuris. Because it wasn't Ksav Ashuris, there's no Chiyuv Sirtut at all. So Elohat, it was Ksav Ashuris. To avoid the Sirtut, he was what? He was Mahapech the Seder. But who gives you a right to write Ksav Ashuris if it's not Kisvei HaKodesh? So you see from Yerushalmi already that they weren't makpid on such a thing.
What is the definition of assurance? The way we write today, not
the Sefer Torah, the way a person
writes a letter. Because you
see kind of
references, you know, writing letters,
and
he's asking how he can write it in assurance.
Right, so
assurance
pashas is the
ksav
of the Sefer Torah.
So you're saying the buzzer would be okay for the three words?
You mean without sirtut?
Not anyway.
Yeah, no, that's for sirtut. But then it still would be also midin the bizayon of ksav ashurus. If you take a look here in the Truva here on page 18, he writes like this. He says, "In Cain, Lama." He's going on Yerushalmi. Well, the Yerushalmi is the second hour, the next hour. I'm Yerushalmi. Shavia Toysis. The Meiser of Muna Shalach, Chasav La Rav Shabar, Shimi Reishi Smithsar, Hayam, the Old Yaskar, Hussein. Masha Shalaya Kosev, Elo Lashemi Gerish Lom. Tabo Pikin, I am Makbid Shalom, Kosovo Pesay, the Uzelam Dotoshu. Shabbi Gerish Lom, and Sar Sirtut. Because you need Sirtut, and he didn't want to do Sirtut, so he circumvented it. Akopar Chazim Shamoroim and Shtamshu, Bixava Shuris, Bigger Shlomim. Okay, it's not Kashal Ramah, the Shlomim Kamosh Kosov Milchas Pitim, how that means they Dabi Vloshan Kosh Merchas, Misad Bidus Chasidus. So what's Pshad in the Rambam? In other words, the Amoraim. Rambam is going to have something that Amoraim themselves didn't do. So what is the Rambam going to say back? He said, no, it's a, just like it says that you shouldn't speak Lashon Kodesh in the Merchatz, because it's a Midas Chasidus. And the Gemara says that they did. The Gemara reviewed the Hevili Nesev, Hilo Chashash of the Midas Chasidus. There was a Halach Halach Talmidim on McCain. But in Hachi, Shlomo came. So he says that it's just a. So you see that it's not a real chiv. He says, "My time in anun is harm is lana that the reading shekosim v'atav the menir kan ishlim kor is a dover the hayu yain and bosa shadvarim tolim lapet zech kosim savashurus is a isugomer yesharm is that ulohish yeah." So that was the taina we saw in the achronim. He says, "The nashik kosim is a gomer for kesavdi shafil das a rambam halachas ugam kein in isugomer." It's not an isugomer. It's a midas chasidus. So not everyone was matpid on the Midas Chasidus. He says, Pukhazi, not everyone was matpid on this Midas Chasidus. Oh. So then, Ksav Seifer has a tshuva. And this is a discussion. Rav Schechter is makbid on this. Whenever he sends invitations, he doesn't write, he doesn't have the Ksav Ashuris. It's all scripts, the printed invitations. Well, when he writes a Haskamah to a Sefer, he asks that it should be printed in Ksav Rashi. So, but for this Kepeda. So he says, so the Ksav Sofer has a discussion, do you have to be makpid for invitations? Now, I mean, the Olam is Mekel, obviously. Then we have to see whether just the regular block print, is that really Ksav Ashuris, or because it's not exactly the Ksav of the Sefer Torah, it's not as Meduyak, or is that considered? So he says, I did the Mayri, Echtav Masha Matzasi here in the bottom of page 20 in the Tshuvas Ksav Sofer. I'm talking about Masha Sorali Rav Echa Matzasi Reizi B'shulei Mektav Ki Sora V'arni Al Pizka Dana Az Manas Orchim Hakruim L'Simcha Shal Mitzvah L'Simcha Shal Mekala Asher Nidbisa Az Manah B'Ksav Ashuris V'loshan Ashkenazi. So this Rav Pikpik Malos Kvodo Shuki Lo Nochon Hul Dishtamish Piyosu Eidu Dibrichol. That's this Ramah, the Beis Yosef quotes.
This is Yiddish,
right? But it's in the Osias of Ksav Ashuris. Omer ani lefi daiti gam anitpas b'loshan kodesh lo nochum b'ksav Ashuris kima adver matzvusum gam ha'in shal cholu mali b'loshan kodesh al laz v'laz kenu b'loshan reed v'am shal chol v'lo kopir al ha'loshan el al ha'inyin. But he says aval Bechiras Kvod to Rosh Hashogah ki Azmana l'sudas mitzvah gom l'sudas bris v'kal v'chom l'simchas chosom v'kal dvar mitzvah yechoshev. It's a dvar mitzvah hagam she mazminim l'rchokim she yavol v'yadu l'shneim ki ein v'efshah she yavol v'hurak l'kovin l'chiba nodas zeba atzma kvod ha-mitzvah. That's what's the idea of inviting people? That's the kvod ha-mitzvah.
So, but why is kosher food then not a mitzvah? But
that she chabdu l'chubadu l'kvod ha-mitzvah. Ubedidan lechvor haTorah So therefore, it's Kavod HaMitzvah, so therefore it can be B'Ksav HaShuris. Even though, if you look in the Rambam, that Lashon was only for Kisvei HaKodesh. So, in other words, so even though it's for...
Because me by B'Ksav Sofer last week.
B'Ksav Sofer, ooh. So let's see what the Ksav was on the museum.
Looks
like Stavashur. Yeah. It's also kosher. Right.
But how do you
do
circle?
What?
Well,
I don't
see it.
You can't
do
circle. Right. No,
you can do engraving. Right. We've done this to kosher, to advertise on kosher equipment. I mean, is that the same?
Maybe.
That's what it sounds like.
But then the last paragraph, look what he writes. Uva Zichroni. In other words, he remembers from his father. In other words, the shtar when he would invite people to a simcha, the chasam sofer, he would do it b'ksav ashuris. So he says.
They're too basic, and yet one starts with like writing divrei kedusha in a divrei chol.
Right.
And then he says that the rabbis increased that just using the osiyos himself.
Yeah, that's the Ram true with the Rambam. So that was a. And you look now in Rav Vosna's tshuva here on page 22. What about a ksuva? What about a ksuva? Right? Is that midi d'chol? Shashal luto l'shtamish b'ksuva b'ksav ashuris yad midi d'chol v'nir b'tzarkir. He says, speko v'adai al pi amuvur b'ramad she'in lichto d'varm shal kol b'ksav ashuris v'in shum mokam l'hachlim v'zeh. The Ratzon Ram shall call Mamish Sir Chulam. He says this is a halacha. It's not a, and he thinks that the Chayit, even though again, if you look at the Rambam, you'll see not that way. If the original source is that Shuvah to Rambam, and says it doesn't say like him. But yet, you only should write if it's a Kisvei HaKodesh. If I'm writing a Megillah, I'm writing a Shir HaShirim, I'm writing a Chreis, a Nach, I'm writing And if you look in the Sefer Orchos Rabbeinu, that's a fascinating sefer, written by Rav Avram Halevi Horowitz. I think this is Rav Shlomo Zalman's brother-in-law. He was very close with the Stipler. And he, I think this volume was already Nifter. His son wrote it. But all the different hanhagos and different things. So he writes here on page 24, says, as Mor Barabi, Haim Yeshla Hakbid Lahapvis as Hazmonas the Bar Mitzvah, Osius Ksiv the Lobashurus, Osius even Mugumber Amor, then with Tavdi Rekol. Kaman Zelash and Chuvish Hishiv Lee, Anilo Yodea Shundover, Rakhme Olam Nodu, Kula, Lahatvis, Hazmonas, Hasan of Osius Mubobus, the Mustama Yeshla Maman Lisma. Anyway, Murder Rabbi has blown a shalom. He says, the stipler was not marked on this. What? Yeah.
So are we saying the block print is the same as
yeah, I mean, there is a discussion. what a block print is. But assuming that it is, which I think somebody here in the packet was challenging that as well, but. But even if you want to say it is, you, yeah. There's one part of that truth I want to show you. We'll see it soon. Rav Harfin is here in the Sefer. He writes that the Vayan Yosef, the Puparov, was Makpid. That to print invitations, Rav Osios Rashi. Then he says Rav Freund was Makel. So let's go back now to that tshuva from the Maran Brisk. He's the one who said the whole thing is only a Midas Hasidus. So he writes here the following. He says the Harifus on page 18.
Based on 15th century Sephardic semi-cursive handwriting. In Ashkenazim, they used square or block letters for biblical and other important works. Secondary religious texts, however, such as the Rabbinic commentary, is set with a semi-cursive form of Sephardic origin, often normalizes Rashi. Corresponding with distinctive semi-cursive typeface was used for printing Yiddish. It was termed Vibertyche. Vibrant meaning women, Teich being...
Vibrant Teich.
Interesting, so it's like... The Svarim were written in... Even before Rashi's script existed, it was Svarim were written in a block script, but the Perushim on it were written in a more cursive type script, even before Rashi's script was developed, and Yiddish as well.
Current.
The Heidegger Rashi script, which didn't exist, was non Rashi.
Like Bishnu.
Yeah, so he says here, like this. He says like this. The Rabbeinu Simcha. At the top of the page. Top of page 18. Rashinogu heta lichtov kisvei had yotos. Below sirtut, mishum haksiva daka, shayna choshev ksav. In other words, they didn't use ksav ashurs, so therefore they didn't do sirtut. Afil chase zion lo choshev ksav. Right, even if you don't put the tagim, that might not be, so we discussed that, when Yechayiv on Shabbos, without the tagging. So certainly if you're only writing in the stick form, so you wouldn't need sirtut. A few kutsu shall yud ma'akim shall yenikra ksiva. In the Rabbeinu Simcha Zal Mayrim Miksav Ashurus, Kevin Lo Matzah Hedzerach. So he's saying that what Rabbeinu Simcha he thinks was talking about Ksav Ashurus, even though it's not mashma that way, but Kevin Lo Matzah Hedzerach Mishum Einaus Yoski Tikunon, in Kain Lamadon Hosam Rach Mishum Sirtut Havalei Lodon Gamitzan Kedushas Osius Shein Nishtamish Ben Mekis Vehed Yotos Avavadai Eim Is Hashum Nidu Dis Rach Mishum Midas Chasid Shonukan Alkoponim Kain Ad Chasid Adav Lini In Sirtut Who We Dina The Gemara Samach Rabbeinu Sen Pazal Lahatir. In other words, Vishena Osius Ki Tikunam, because it's not full Sava Shuris, so even though it was, say, block letters, wasn't necessarily cursive, but it wasn't the full osios, like when you have in a regular sitter, you know, that's not necessarily the way it is in Sefer Torah. It's not, you know, it's block, but it's not cursive, but, you know, there could be three levels. There could be cursive script, it could be Ksav Ashurus Mamish, and then block, you know. So he says, he thinks that Rabbeinu Simcha was saying that the block letters ain't osios kitikunim. So the mela, that's enough to be matir that you don't have to do sirtut, even though sirtut is medina the gemara. So he's saying the whole thing is midas chasidus, and that midas chasidus only applies when it's mamish, you know, osius sefer Torah. So memela, that's a limud zchus. He's saying, words, besides we said it's midas chasidus, but the word is it's more than that. It's a midas chasidus only on the ksav of sefer Torah, but it's not really the ksav of sefer Torah, even though it's not cursive. That means you don't have to go to that midas chasidus. And there he says the Rambam is l'shitasa. He says chashiv because the Rambam says hilchos sefer Torah chashiv esrim dvarim apostim sefer Torah. And he doesn't say lo chashiv had the chashiv zim. Because the Rambam doesn't list if you're missing the tagim that it passes. So for instance, it doesn't pass according to the Rambam. If you can't read it anymore, it looks like another os. If it's just missing the tagim, Rambam would say it's kosher, because he says the only problem if it looks like another letter, well, you can't read it. So the Rambam's lishitaso that since even if things are not fully pristine, they're still kosher. So therefore, since the kosher b'di'evan the sefer Torah, even the b'di'evan dikum the sefer Torah, we shouldn't use for divrei chol. Aval v'ima dekayin lo d'zion ma'akei b'di'evan. But he says that if you hold zion's ma'akei b'di'evan, so when you write block letters, you don't write, there's no tagim there, so it's not the exact kisver. So therefore, we don't even have a midas chasidus. So he says it's only the Rambam Lashitaso, the Rambam who wrote the Tshuva, who started off this whole thing, because since he holds that a Sefer Torah could be kosher without the Tagim, so therefore, so the block letters enough could have been good for a Sefer Torah, so then, you know, you shouldn't write Divrei Chol. But we hold that if we hold it's Ma'akev, then that means that the block letters is not even B'chlal to Midas Chasidus. Therefore, that's another reason why we're making. I think this is a better heter than the idea that these things are dvar mitzvah, because maybe dvar mitzvah is not good enough. You need but if you say the Rambam l'shitaso, that's what? Yeah, right. It's a part of a religious process.
Yeah. What about the plaques that people put on the doors? Like Mishpacha Stone Center.
Right. Right, he's saying Mishpacha.
Yeah, Mishpacha Stone Center. Yeah.
They don't have Pagan per se. It's just the calligraphy, but no. Lavdapka, Pagan, you know.
I've seen when they've called it like Brandon Colson.
Right.
So what? No, you bring your right to be make them.
Yeah,
because
there's extra words.
Because you see, there was a Lashon you want to say, Lashon HaRamah. What page is it? It's page 12. Lashon HaRamah. Okay, lift of the Rav Shalchol, B'Ksav HaShur, Shalchol, 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 Shalchol,
Shalchol, Shalchol, Shalchol, Shalchol, Shalchol, Shalchol, Shalchol, Shalchol, Shalchol, Shalchol, Shalchol, Shalchol,
Shalchol, Shalchol, Shalchol, Shalchol, Shalchol, Shalchol, anything you can be close to the Torah. So the Rambam holds you can be close to the Torah. So the fact that we're more machmir in the Sefer Torah, maybe that's what the Marah Briska is saying, maybe gives us more of a reason to be mako in the in this halacha. because we hold this likuvah. So therefore, so this is not considered the ksav of. And you see in Hilchos Shabbos even there was a sheet in the Gemara that you're not even chayiv and kosev unless you put the tagin in. So not every, that was a shear we had a couple of weeks ago. So you see that now there's what to say for that.
Negative.
Oh, so we're going to have a separate packet on that. In other words, well, the two things about Sheamus. I told you, I once asked Rav David Feinstein what to do with the newspapers that you have the Divrei Torah in it. So he said, put it with the other newspapers. Meaning he wasn't concerned to put it in Sheamus. Put it in, because in other words, he holds in the sheet that what, that anything that was written to al das to be temporary doesn't have. So that's the. But you see, the Chasam Sofer himself was. Mako. So you have. So one possibility is to say that it's not Divrei Chol, only if it's Mamish Divrei Chol, which is not the Pashut Pshat Rambam. Then the other heter is to say that it's only if you write here, like. Yeah, it's Sab Sofer, right here. But it's not with all the Evan Ezra. It's not with the Takim and all the. No, it's not script, but it's still not. When you open up a sitter, you open up these farms. So that could be another Tzadkula. And then there are people that talk about Machmir, like Shakta's Machmir, always right a scumma that he gives on a safer. He writes it, then he says, please type up, he writes, in Rashi. Sam Rashi.
Rashi's, Rosh Hashanah Sefer is in block.
Right, so what are you saying, in other words, he should have the whole Sefer then in Rashi's skip?
Some would say.
Right.
So you're saying his own,
his
very own.
No, what you're saying, when he writes out Skamba, he does it in Sam Rashi, but he's not machmir on the whole Sefer. So even though the Sefer is a different Torah.
On the other person, right?
No.
His own Sefer.
Yeah. Unless Haskama is the different Torah.
Maybe Haskama is the different Torah.
We have only
the
level.
I mean,
that's what he's saying.
But the call of the Pashup Shad is we're Makel on this. We're Makel on this, which it's not. But then you say, then Haka. If it's with people who talk to it in that, so then maybe it should be.
You're not supposed to do it.
It doesn't become a right.
Subhanallah.
No.
The Mishnah Berurah is thinking about it. I mean, the Aruch is so fun, it's not very exciting.
This is a din in Yardaya. There's no Mishnah Berurah in Yardaya. Rosh Hashulchan says, you know, people do it, well, what are we going to do? We're Rachum Yichaper Ovo. Right. Okay, so this tangentially had to do with Hilchos Shabbos, but I thought since we're doing Ksiva, I thought this would be. But Bez Hashem, next way I want to speak about the Fus. In other words, what's the status of. Is that called Ksiva? When you print something, is that called Siva? And not Kamina, but it has Kedusha. And then, the week after Bez Hashem, then we'll get to the silk screen. What's the story?
Well,
about the silk screen.